Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Federal authorities in Boston believe they've pretty much closed the book on major organized crime in this area.
Today's conviction, in some ways, ends a long and dark chapter in the history of our city.
That's Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling after last month's conviction of former New England mob boss Frank Salemi for the murder of a federal witness. The lead prosecutor in that case and nearly all of the other organized crime cases in Boston for the past three decades, including the conviction of James Whitey Bulger, was Fred Wyshek. We sat down with Wyshek at the federal courthouse in Boston to talk about fighting organized crime and the ties between mobsters and the Boston FBI. We began with the recent Salemi verdict.
I mean, I do think it's a watershed type event that the main players during the era of organized crime in Boston during this 80s and 90s are now all incarcerated.
You've been a real central figure in this, and you came to Massachusetts from New Jersey, right, after prosecuting mobsters in New Jersey. Can you describe what it was like when you got here in the 80s and how it's changed?
Coming up here, it was very, very different. There was only one organized crime family that anybody had ever focused on. That was the Patriarca family at the time. And there had been very little attention paid to the Winter Hill Gang.
Which was Whitey Bulger.
And so I think it was sort of an eye-opening experience to see that this other organized crime group, which had become very powerful, had not received the attention that it should have. I don't know if protection is the right word, but they had not been the focus of the FBI.
You know, in one Hollywood portrayal in the 2015 movie Black Mass, you're play starring role in that film, right? And there's a scene where you're talking with retired FBI agent John Connolly and starting to put together, connect the dots about the relationship with the FBI.
How come no one has done Whitey Bulger? He seems to be involved in every crime in the city, and yet the Bureau keeps saying he's clean. It's only when another agency has an informant that I hear maybe Whitey isn't so squeaky clean.
Well, yeah, he's very careful. He doesn't use phones, that kind of stuff. And who did you say these other informants were?
I didn't.
Do you think that that was an accurate portrayal of what was going on with the FBI at the time?
That portrayal in the movie, I think, is an amalgam of what was going on between myself and other FBI agents who, to some extent, undermine the progress of the investigation.
So why wouldn't there have been more FBI agents or more of an airing of who else might have been responsible in the FBI during the Bulger trial? Why just John Connolly?
Well, I think there was testimony about other FBI agents who had obstructed investigations of Bulger and Fleming and other members of Winter Hill. Connolly became prosecutable primarily because he tipped Bulger and Fleming off in 1995 and were able to indict him within 5 years of the tip-off. His conduct was still within the statute of limitations. I think that there were several FBI agents who were aligned with Connolly, did things that they shouldn't have done because they thought that it was in the best interest of the FBI and the FBI's agenda, which in that period was to take the mafia down.
But at the same time, some folks might say, well, in prosecuting some of the folks in this case, John Matarano, mobster. He was the first witness who tied Bulger to some of the murders. His testimony included him sort of casually describing killing people. He got 12 years, right? He got out in 2007. He killed people. Did you have to make a deal with the devil?
The decision to enter into a plea agreement with John Matarano was probably one of the toughest decisions I've ever had to make as a prosecutor and convince my superiors that that was the right thing to do. Ultimately, you know, I think we made the right decision. Prior to that, we did not have a murder case on James Bulger. John Martorano gave us a murder case on James Bulger and on John Conley. Nobody's happy that he's killed as many people as he has and he's out walking the streets now. Nobody's happy about that. But when you look at the bigger picture, that was the right call to make.
When you hear a lot of these stories that have been recounted in the trials and shootings, sometimes shooting the wrong people, it sounds like it was really dangerous.
Well, I think if you were a criminal, it was a very dangerous place to be. And Boston was a very ethnically divided place. I mean, you know, Southie was the Irish and Dorchester was Irish and Italian. And I think those lines that were very distinctive during that period of time don't really exist anymore to the extent that they used to. I often wonder if Southie would look the way it looks right now if Bulger was still here. He really controlled what happened in South Boston.
It sounds like it could be very dangerous for a prosecutor.
I mean, generally, there's lots of threats. Rarely is there any action.
And you were threatened?
Yes, on several occasions.
And you had police detail at your house at times?
Yes, yes.
I mean, that didn't seem to scare you away.
Didn't bother me that much, but it bothered my neighbors and my kids and my wife.
Yeah, I would say so. So what do you think motivates you?
It just never occurred to me that I was going to stop what I was doing because the bad guys out there were threatening, making threats. It's just not part of what a prosecutor should do.
But weren't you ever afraid?
Concerned, maybe, but not really afraid.
I don't imagine that organized crime is gone in Boston. What does it look like now, do you think?
Looks like a bunch of disorganized thugs. There's no sophisticated organization like there have been before. Quite frankly, the threats now are coming more from emerging organized crime groups, gangs, than the mafia.
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Okay, thank you.
That's Fred Wyshek, the lead federal prosecutor in nearly all of the organized crime cases in Boston for the past three decades.